Hi, my name is Tony, and I want to thank you for calling my Stop Foreclosure Information Line. In just a moment, I'm going to reveal to you some tips and facts that most lenders and banks don't want you to know. Tips that can prevent the foreclosure process from ever starting, and even stop it once it has started. You may want to have something handy to take notes, as I'll be going through this material rather quickly. However, at the end of this recording, I'll provide you with my contact information if you've missed anything, or if you have further questions. So let's get started. What's going on right now in our country with so many homes going into foreclosure is due to outrageous loans made to almost anyone who could cause a mirror to fog up. In different parts of the country, many lenders even committed fraud by placing a higher value on homes than they were worth, simply to inflate the amount of the loan needed by the homeowner and boost their own profits. The fears over the U.S. subprime mortgage market have triggered a global credit crunch, playing havoc with Wall Street's stock portfolios and dragging down global markets. In case you're not familiar with the term, subprime loans are offered at a high interest rate, and usually on adjustable terms, to Americans who have a poor credit rating and might otherwise be denied loans. But as interest rates have risen, so did the adjustable rate payments, leaving many homeowners stretched beyond their means. You or someone you know may be facing this right now. Here are 7 ways to stop a foreclosure. If you have not missed a payment yet, but you know you're going to, the first step you must take is to contact your lender and let them know your situation. If you've lost your job or have some other type of hardship going on, let them know. They can give you time to help get your life back together, but you must call them as soon as you know you're going to miss a payment. The longer you wait, or if you wait until you actually miss your payment, it makes it more difficult to ultimately get the problem solved. You can ask for a forbearance. This allows you to delay payments for a short period of time with the understanding that another option will be used afterwards to bring the account current. For example, if you know that you'll have the funds to bring your account current by a specific date because you have a guaranteed sum of money coming in or you're getting a big bonus or something. Second, you can ask for a repayment plan. This is where the lender agrees to add a certain amount of the first missed payment onto each of the next subsequent 2 payments. These plans provide some breathing room for you if you only have short-term financial problems, such as a sudden expensive repair or medical expense that made it too difficult to pay your mortgage for a month. Now, if you've already missed 2 or 3 payments and owe a couple $1,000 in lender and legal fees, the lender of your mortgage may still try to arrange a repayment schedule, but you will likely have to pay a third to a half of the delinquent amount up front and then pay off a portion of the remaining balance each month for a year or more. Also, never ignore the lender's letters or phone calls. Ignoring the problem won't make it go away, and if you're going into a foreclosure process, there are other fees and costs involved, and ignoring them will only make them worse. You may also be eligible for a loan modification plan, designed for people who can't afford repayment plans. In a modification, the lender actually adjusts the term of the loan to make it affordable. It may lengthen your amortization schedule or lower the interest rate to cut monthly payments, or even roll the past due amount into the loan and then re-amortize the new balance so that you can pay the additional debt back over time. Some companies may be willing to offer you a short refinance, too. With these, the lender agrees to forgive some of your debt and refinance the rest of it into a new loan. This way, the lender still gets more money than they would by foreclosing on you. Now, maybe you've been asked about a deed in lieu of foreclosure. This is an option in which you voluntarily deed your property back to the lender in exchange for a release from all obligations under the mortgage. Unfortunately, there is no way to do this without hurting your credit. Unless you get the mortgage company to report your mortgage account as paid in full, you may face income tax issues resulting from the lender forgiving part of the debt, which the IRS will treat as income to you even though you don't receive any cash in the transaction. But you might be able to get yourself out of the hole and start over again sooner rather than later. If you can afford your normal monthly payment, but you can't afford to make up the delinquent amount in legal fees because your lender offered a really harsh payment plan, you may want to consider filing Chapter 13 bankruptcy. Doing so temporarily halts the foreclosure process and can force the mortgage lender to accept a more friendly repayment plan. This is a last resort and will still negatively affect your credit. If none of these strategies work, there's still one other option. As you may know, a foreclosure is devastating to your credit rating, and it can affect it for 7 to 10 years. And what's more, buying or even renting another home in that time period may be impossible for you. But there's one more option where I may be able to help you personally. Even if you can no longer afford your home, you can still protect your equity and keep a good credit rating. Here's how. Up until a few days before the bank forecloses on your property, you have the opportunity to stop that process by having someone purchase the property. I may be willing to do this for you. See, I arrange creative, legal, and ethical ways to buy property or assume mortgages from people who need help. I may even be able to let you stay in the house, depending on your situation. The bottom line, though, is this. If your situation allows it, I can stop your foreclosure and often put money back in your pocket so you can start over in a more affordable home. So please, consider what I'm about to say carefully. If you don't have the money to pay your lender off, if you see no real chance of making up the payments and costs, and if you would be open to discussing opportunities that can relieve you of this burden, please do the following for me. At the end of this message, leave me as much of the following information as possible. Then I can see in advance if your property fits the criteria for me to step in and help you in your situation. I'll need to know how much is still owed on your mortgage and how many payments are overdue. Does your payment include the property taxes? And if not, are any tax payments overdue? Has a notice for a sheriff's sale been sent to you? Has the bank sent you a list of any additional expenses owed to them for the foreclosure process? What is the address of the property, or at least the closest major cross streets? And rate your house from poor to great condition. Of course, I'll need your name and your phone number, cell phone as well if you have it, and the best time to call you. And that's about it. With just a little information and by spending a few minutes talking, I'll be able to find out if I can help you and your worries could be over. Now, let me just say this. I understand that this is not a pleasant thing to go through, and I truly hope that my message has provided you with some information that can help you change your situation. Please know, your situation is not hopeless. Your attitude and your ability to keep it together during this time is crucial to getting through it with the best possible results. Just remember, it's important to act fast. Time is of the essence in these situations. If you resolve the problem and save your home from the information I've shared with you, please let me know. I'll be positively delighted for you, and we can part as friends. If you can't resolve the situation, I can possibly be your safety net, because the last thing you want to happen is have a foreclosure on your record. Remember, leave your name, your full name, and your phone number so I can get back to you right away. Thanks for calling. This is Tony. Thank you for taking the time to listen, and I wish you the best in your efforts.